Hey, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Hey, I'm actually off at a men's retreat right now in a little bit of a different environment, so maybe a little echoey. Also, I'm just going to do a little short time together today. I think we'll see in light of that. A lot of folks around. So we're in 2 Samuel chapter 15, 24, and we've seen where David is fleeing. Okay, he's fleeing because Absalom has declared himself to be king. And they're saying he's king over Hebron. He's king over Hebron. So let's go back to verse 24 and just look and see what's happening. Now, behold, Zadok also came and all the Levites with him, carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar came up until all the people had finished passing from the city. So David and his people are leaving the city of Jerusalem. David didn't want all the people to be killed. He didn't want his servants to be killed. He didn't want the city to be ransacked. So he's choosing to leave. He gets to the last house of the city, and he stops there, and all the people are passing before him. So now the priest is passing before him with the Ark of the Covenant of God. Okay, and they set down the Ark, and Abiathar comes up, and they're watching all the people passing, coming out of the city. Now, verse 25, the king said to Zadok, return the Ark of God to the city, and if I find favor in the sight of the Lord, then he will bring me back again and show me both it and its habitation. So he's telling the priest, hey, go back to the city. Go back with the Ark. Y'all go back. If I find favor with God, he'll return me here. He'll return me to his presence, the Ark, and he'll return me to his habitation, the Ark. If not, then he can do with me what he wants. Verse 26, but if he should say thus, I have no delight in you, behold, here I am. Let him do to me as seems good to him. In other words, God's going to do whatever he wants to do with me. I'm fine with that. Now, verse 27, the king said also to Zadok, the priest, are you not a seer? It's a question. In other words, he's saying, you are a seer. You are a prophet. What does a seer do? A seer sees. He says, are you not a seer? Return to the city in peace and your two sons with you, your son Ahimaaz and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I'm going to wait at the fords of the wilderness until the word comes from you to inform me. So he's saying to him, hey, are you not a seer? Are you not a prophet? Does not the Lord speak through you? He's saying, I know that you are a seer. I know the Lord does speak through you. So here's what I want you to do, Zadok. I want you to go back to the city in peace. Don't be viewed as being on my side. Okay? Go back in peace. And I want you to take your two sons with you. And I'm going to go to the fords of the wilderness, and I'm going to wait there until word comes from you to inform me. In other words, I'm going to wait for the word of the Lord to come through you to tell me what to do. Verse 29, therefore Zadok and Abiathar returned the Ark of God to Jerusalem and remained there. Now, verse 30, the last verse we'll look at today. And David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went, and his head was covered, and he walked barefoot. And all of these are acts of humiliation, because he was being humility, because he was literally being humiliated. He's having to flee because his son has now rose up against him. He's weeping. He's got his head covered. He's walking barefoot. Then all the people who were with him each covered his head and went up weeping as they went. So the people followed him in like way. They were mourning because they knew what was happening. They knew what was occurring. Well, like I said, it's going to be a little shorter today. We'll continue the story in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.